Hey, welcome to the Daily Dose. As we are finishing out this format, I know Chris Brown's already gave us the big announcement about the big change up and the app that's coming and the daily content. Excited about that. But I'm excited today to be able to have Dave Enns with us. Dave?
Hey, Trent.
Thanks for being part of the Daily Dose. You've been around North Coast a couple years.
Just a couple. Yep.
How many years on staff?
35.
35 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Zach behind the camera, what were you? You weren't even born.
Yeah.
You probably helped his parents connect.
I may have done that for sure. That is a true statement.
And majority of your time here at North Coast has been life groups.
Life groups, 100%. Yep.
You recently wrote a book, right, around this topic. What's the title?
Circles Not Rows.
Circles Not Rows. And why this book?
Well, it's what we're all about here at North Coast. We've always said the church is community and life groups, and actually it goes beyond life groups to significant relationships. That just happens to be the way we go about doing it. And so often people come to church on the weekends. They're like, this is great in the row, but I got to get a circle. We're all designed for that. And the book, it's kind of my legacy piece. It's like, hey, this is out there, and it's not even really it's not written in North Coast. It's written to help other churches, which I love doing and trying to help.
Yeah, so if you happen to belong to a different church and you want to start to get some life groups going, small groups there, I encourage you to pick up that book. But this isn't a book commercial. We're talking about community. And I know around North Coast, we talk about this in terms of life groups. But this week, we're going to be talking about community in general. So I want to encourage you, be a part of each and every day. It's going to remind us of what the power is and why we should be involved and how we can help others in this effort of getting into community. So let's dive into it, Dave. You ready?
Sounds great.
All right. So first one we're looking at is why we can't do life alone. And our scripture for today is Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. Familiar one to some of us, but always good to read God's word. Two are better than one. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. Man, this has been a key one for us in terms of life groups. Why is this verse so important to you?
It's important to us because so often we get thinking, Jesus and me is all I need, right? Mm-hmm. And that is 100% true in the sense of to have a relationship with God. It's Jesus and me.
Yeah.
No one else saves us. It's by grace. It's incredible. And so we began to think that it's just me and God, but we've never been designed that. That is in the enemy, again, giving us not a half truth, but not all the truth.
Right.
And we are designed to be in a relationship with others, and we have this incredible opportunity to be an example, share God's love to the people around us just by being friends,
That reality. Sometimes that we think that there's something wrong with our spiritual life because Jesus isn't enough for us, but the crazy thing is that it was Adam and God. And he was alone.
He was
lonely.
Yeah, exactly.
He needed a relationship.
Yep.
And so we all need relationship.
We all need to be in relationship.
Why is this so important to our faith?
Well, again, the enemy wants to try to keep us. We love to be independent, and God loves us. And we think, well, I don't want to be dependent upon others. I want to be dependent on myself. But the big thing that God has designed us for is interdependency. Interdependency upon God and others. And it's just, if you've ever had someone help you out, it's incredible. You know, when I was a kid, when I was a high school student, I look back and I suddenly realized, I didn't know this, but we went through, a group of us went through high school together, and we all recommitted our lives to Jesus in high school, which was a big deal because we needed to change our direction. But those next few years after that, we look back and we didn't know this was happening, but the support we got from one another to follow Jesus and have a blast doing it, the peer pressure dissipated. In so many ways. We look back, we didn't feel it. And why was it? Because we had such a strong support system happening. And that's not important just for high schoolers, right?
Yeah.
And it's one of those things I'm like, wow, God, I had no idea how important that interdependency by relationships with others is.
Man, that network is so important.
Such a big deal.
I mean, it goes to back to this passage, right? Two are better than one. The strand of the 2 to 3 cords way stronger than one on its own.
Totally.
And I just encourage everybody, if you feel like faith isn't fun, you probably need to get into a group of great people.
Trent, we at times were having so much fun as friends, and we went through difficulty too. Hear me. We had people come to us, what are you on and what are you drinking? And we said nothing. And at times says, hey man, we're following Jesus. We know how to have a great time.
Yeah. Community brings about fun into our faith.
We always think a community is only support. Man, we need people to laugh with.
Yeah.
We need to have people to have fun with. We need people to like listen to us, you know, make fun of us at times, right?
Yeah.
And be able to go, wait, here's what's going on in life. And that's what was happening then. And it's just been amazing to see how we're working. That's such a priority for us here at North Coast.
All right, so to wrap up day one, I just want to encourage you, if you feel like your faith is stale or if you feel like your faith isn't quite strong enough, man, there's a power in community. God's word says it. And if we believe it, then we've got to try to implement it in our lives. Let's see you tomorrow.